Chapter 3
Griffy, what do we do?
Layla asked as her hazel eyes darted around. The rest of my friends stood in readied positions, and my heart raced in my chest as I tried to come up with a strategy. We need to split up, I instructed the group as another scream sounded out beyond us. It sounds like they're in several different places in the academy, so we need to cover as much ground as we can. Between the 12 of us, I don't see that being much of an issue.
Where do you want us to go?
Nia wondered as she craned her neck around. I pondered for a moment and then mentally divided up my friends into four different groups, one for each direction the screams could have come from. Oren, Ashla, Nia, you head over to the library, I decided. I know it's unlikely anyone is in that area at this time of night, but it's one of the largest rooms in the academy. If a monster is going to target anywhere, it's probably a prime location.
We're on it, Griff,
Nia confirmed, and her piercing blue eyes blazed with determination. Oren and Ashla nodded in agreement, and without hesitation, the three mages sped down the hallway toward the library. Once they were out of sight, I turned to the next group of mages. Arwen, can you take Freya and Almasi over to the dorms? I requested. We need to make sure the students there are safe. We don't need any of the underclass mages running out and getting attacked by something that they aren't even remotely prepared to deal with.
Of course, Griff,
Arwen agreed, and then the crimson-haired professor addressed the group.
Everyone stay vigilant, but do everything in your power to remain safe.
Will do, Miss Hamna,
Brayden assured her, and the healer mage's lips curled into an amused smile before she, Freya, and Almasi raced away.
You're such a suck-up, Flint,
Gawain muttered under his breath.
It's called being respectful, jerk.
Layla rolled her eyes.
You should try it sometime.
Enough, I interrupted the mages. Gawain, Syra, and Varlith, I want you to circle around to the classrooms upstairs. Suddenly, a large crash rang out in that direction I'd indicated, and we all froze in place. The sound Varlith described to us just a little bit ago followed close behind the thud, and a chill ran down my spine.
That's not good, Gawain noted with enormous eyes.
Any bit of tiredness faded from his face, and the fire mage was suddenly as animated as Layla when she'd had too much coffee.
Definitely not, Syra agreed with him. Let's go. There's no time to waste.
The curly-haired summoner flashed me a quick smile, and then she and my male friends took off into the dark corridor. When they rounded the corner, I craned my neck around the hall to try to deliberate my next move. As much as I wanted to join Syra and the others, we needed to be strategic to make sure the academy had ample protection from whatever had managed to get inside.
Should we go with them?
Brayden asked as he bounced in place. His large hand hovered over the belt that held his essence crystals, and his gray eyes were eager. No, I have a better plan. I shook my head. I want you two to go post up outside of the infirmary. There are still a bunch of ill and injured civilians being treated by Meriden up there, and the monster's going to be drawn to the scent of their blood. We can't put them or Meriden at risk.
We can definitely handle that,
Brayden insisted.
Right, Bethel?
Fuck yeah, we can!
Layla pumped her fist into the air with enthusiasm, and then realization fell over her elfin features.
Wait a minute. You said you two. If we're going up there, where are you going?
I'm going to roam the halls and then head out to the grounds, I announced. The monsters clearly found a way to get in, and I need to figure out where their entrance point was and hopefully keep more from slipping in. I don't know how many are already here, but we can't allow any more.
Griff, it's too dangerous for you out there.
The auburn-haired maid shook her head.
You can't!
Layla, I love you, and I appreciate your concern, but we don't have time to debate this, I insisted. I'm going to take every precaution I can. Gas mask, bullet bass armor, literally anything else that can keep air from seeping through.
At least let me come with you,
Layla began, but I shook my head. Out of anyone, I'm the most equipped to handle the grounds, I said firmly, and for a moment, I was worried I'd been far too harsh with Layla, But luckily, the beautiful mage seemed to understand the severity of the situation once the words left my lips.
I suppose,
the petite summoner sighed.
All right, Brayden and I can run up to the infirmary. But please, Griffey, just promise me.
Layla was interrupted by a low growl that rang out from behind us, and the fearsome sound made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Micah!
Brayden gasped in surprise. Though I hadn't seen it yet, I knew whatever stood behind us wasn't good. Not in the slightest. I slowly brought my hand up to my bandolier, and after a short breath, I turned around to face the monster. To my dismay, the lights at the end of the corridor had gone out completely, and while I could still see the outline of some kind of creature, I couldn't place what it was exactly. As the growls crescendoed, the shadows shifted back and forth at a pace so rapid, my eyes struggled to focus. What kind of monster was it? And why was it lurking in the shadows rather than attacking us?
Griff,
Layla whispered, but I brought my finger to my lips to urge her to stay quiet. The mage gave me a tiny nod, and then her hand crept toward her essence crystal belt. The threat of an unseen enemy was too much to deal with on top of everything else, so I thought on my feet and quickly reached through my bonds with my monsters until I reached my Vinghund. Since capturing all 9 Arkans in my consciousness, I was now able to borrow my monster's abilities at will and channel them without the need to summon them from their essence crystals, which was perfect in a situation like this where I didn't know if movement would upset my opponent. This new power had really come in handy, and it would only benefit me in this darkness. I took on my canine-like monster's advanced senses, and within mere moments, the clarity of my sight improved as if everything had been put under a microscope. I could see every speck of dust in the surrounding area, and the outlines of the shadow beasts were as clear as day. The girls I'd assisted outside of the village of Helix had described these monsters accurately. The beasts stood nearly 6 feet tall and resembled large boars with long, wicked-looking tusks and orange eyes that blazed with hellfire the moment they met mine. I was fairly certain these creatures were Azraneth's minions, creatures that belonged to the army I was meant to lead in order to bring about the fall of our realm, and the shadows eyed me with a reluctant gaze, almost as if they were accessing my headspace. They weren't sure if they were meant to follow me or destroy me. My lip curled back into an involuntary grimace, and I felt the hand that wasn't at my belt curl into a fist at my side. There was no way in hell I would ever join Azraneth, and these creatures needed to know where my allegiance truly lied.
Griff?
Layla asked me out of the corner of her mouth as her hazel eyes darted between the shadow monsters.
What do you want us to do?
Keep your hands at your belt, I advised her in a slow and quiet tone. I don't know what kind of monster would best suit the situation, but I'd suggest your Kachem. Our top priority is keeping these things from getting any further into the school, so we may have to pull out the big guns.
Do we even have the room for the big guns?
Brayden raised his eyebrows as he assessed the hallway. This particular corridor was wide, but the ceiling wasn't impressively high, so we were going to have to be smart about our monster choices. We'll have to make do with what we can, I replied, and as I stared at the demon monster, it began to kick its back legs back like it was gearing up to charge at us. I strengthened my stance, and as my hand raised to touch my bandolier, my lips curled into a smile. I usually didn't care for my deep-rooted feelings of bloodlust, but today was a completely different story. Today, I was ready to tear these monsters limb from limb. A loud squeal echoed through the corridor, and then the shadows suddenly solidified until they became fearless shapes of pitch black before our eyes. It was as if someone had spilled a pool of ink on a piece of parchment, and if it weren't for their glowing eyes and the Vinghun's vision, I wouldn't have noticed them at all in the dark corridor. They were almost perfectly camouflaged, and I could tell my friends were struggling to locate them with their normal human senses.
Griff, where?
Give me 1 second, I urged, and with another flex of my mana, I shared my newly enhanced vision with the other summoners.
Oh, fuck!
Layla gasped as her eyes widened.
What did you do?
Vinghund, I said simply. These fuckers can't hide away in the dark anymore. Not without us knowing.
Fuck, those things are scary,
Layla whispered. The petite mage's eyes grew so large, I thought they were going to pop out of her skull, but she managed to collect herself and lowered into a protective stance. The shadow boars in front of us began to growl when they realized we were watching them. They knew we could see them now, and they were at a much stronger disadvantage than they were before. They began to shake with agitation, which only brought me a further sense of satisfaction. However, that didn't stop them from charging right at us. The sound of their hooves clicking against the marble floor sounded like thunder, and my friends and I took off in a run as the boars chased us down the hallway.
Griff, where should we go?
Brayden shouted over the sound of the squealing shadow beasts. The ox-like summoner was keeping pace with me pretty well, but his gray eyes were frantic as they glanced over his shoulder.
I'm trying to come up with a strategy, but we need to wear them down a little first,
I decided as my heart raced in my chest, and then I pointed in front of me.
We're coming up on a corridor that's fairly winding. Let's get them a little dizzier, and then we can take them through the adjoining hall.
That hallway was a dead end,
Layla panted.
We'd be cornering ourselves for no reason.
You're right,
I realized, and I reconsidered my strategy. We were in a weird spot here. If these monsters in particular were members of Azraneath's legion, there was going to be a danger here that wasn't present when we went up against other monsters. When I'd found those girls in the woods, one of their wounds had been severe, so I knew these beasts could inflict some real damage when they wanted to. I couldn't allow either of my friends or the civilians attempting to get well in the infirmary to face that kind of peril. Running solved our problem short term, but I wasn't one to flee the scene. We needed to fight back and keep these monsters from getting any further into the academy.
Follow me!
I shouted over the raucous squeals and growls, and Layla and Brayden trailed after me into the adjacent corridor. I wasn't going to trap myself into the dead end, but that didn't mean I couldn't herd the shadow monsters into one. I peeked over my shoulder to make sure the shadow boars weren't far behind, and to my slight relief, they'd almost caught up.
Griffy!
Layla drawled as she pumped her short legs faster to match my pace.
What's the plan?
It's a little out there, but I just need you to follow me, I instructed. We're going to head down this hallway, and when I give you the heads up, I need you to take off in the opposite direction, okay?
Got it, Griff.
Brayden spoke up, and though Layla seemed reluctant, she still nodded in agreement. I peeked behind me to make sure the boars were still behind us, and sure enough, I was met by 6 pairs of glowing orange eyes, so I swiftly turned back around and hastened my pace. The corridor we ran down had plenty of twists and turns, and I hoped the winding hall would be enough to disorient the shadow monsters. If this was going to work, I needed them to be slightly off their game. My friends and I reached a part in the hallway that diverged just before the dead-end corridor, and when I gave Brayden and Layla a nod, they understood it was time to part ways. The other summoners bolted in the other direction, but I noticed a pair of the boars acted as if they were going to follow them, so I stuck my fingers in my mouth and whistled loudly.
Come on!
I called out to the beasts.
Don't worry about them! Worry about me!
The beasts took my urging seriously, and as Layla and Brayden dutifully hurried off in the opposite direction, I headed straight into the dead-end corridor as the shadow minions rushed after me. Even though I was practically sprinting and my lungs were screaming, there was a nice adrenaline rush coursing through me that kept everything from being completely miserable. The squeals of the shadow beasts echoed so loudly it made my head ache. But I ignored the pounding sensation and focused on herding the animals into the dead end. In order to pull this off, I was going to need a little assistance, one that only my summons could supply. So I reached through the bonds with my monsters until I reached my most useful supplemental summons, my bullet bass, and my speed slug. On their own, the beasts weren't much, but when their abilities were combined, it was a whole different story. I concentrated first on the bullet bass, and as I did, a silvery substance streamed over my shoulder, flowed down the length of my body, and then hardened until I was completely covered in thick metallic armor. Once the armor was in place, I felt the tiniest flecks of my mana, and soon my strides increased in speed. My speed slug's magic flowed through me, and a grin spread across my face as I raced to the end of the hall. The shadow minions' cries grew more deafening, but took on a cruel edge, like they thought they finally had me beat. I reached the back wall of the hallway, looked at the doors that flanked me on the opposite sides, and took on a faux expression of fear. These monsters seemed to relish the idea of terror, so I knew giving them a moment of pretend victory would be enough to distract them. The boar's hooves clicked against the marble floor as they took slow, intimidating steps toward me. Their eyes were like citrine fire, and they narrowed into determined slits as they drew closer. The shadow beasts were such strange creatures to observe, and their pitch-black forms unnerved me deeply. They were so dark, I almost felt as if I were being sucked into a lightless abyss, but the bright eyes kept me from getting too hypnotized. The demon's minion stopped just 3 feet away from me, and it took my all to keep from sweating or betraying any sign of my next maneuver. I could see Brayden just over the tops of the monster's heads, and I could tell from his alarmed expression he was confused and nervous about me being trapped behind a line of 6 monsters, which was valid, but I had all of this under control. One of the shadow creatures in the middle of the line began to move forward, but before it could advance too far, I leaned back to give myself some momentum and then launched myself forward. There was an opening just to the right of the line of shadow boars, and it was just large enough for me to get through. So I used my newly enhanced speed to race like lightning. Time seemed to warp as I ran. The air whipped past me so sharply it felt like blades against my face, but I ignored the biting sting and focused on putting distance between myself and the monsters. I managed to get to the part of the corridor where I had asked Brayden and Layla to go, and it wasn't until I was there that the shadow creatures realized I wasn't in front of them anymore. The next part of my plan involved another supplemental summons, but it wasn't one I was going to be able to channel, so I had to do this the old-fashioned way. As the shadow boars gathered themselves, I used my enhanced speed to withdraw a few essence crystals, and then I turned and flung them onto the ground as hard as I could. A line of Wallardens appeared once the smoke cleared, and the moment they were fully manifested, I commanded them to spread out at the front of the hall. The sturdy monsters lumbered over to where I'd instructed them to and packed in close together. True to their name, their bodies were wide like a stone wall, and their squat legs allowed them to remain grounded in place. The clacking of hooves and the roars of shadow beasts trailed down the corridor, and I commanded my Wallardens to hold tight and not let them out of my hallway. My summon sent waves of understanding through our bond, and I watched as each of them bunkered down against Azraneath's monsters. I heard footsteps approaching, and I happened to catch Layla's hazel eyes as she and Brayden rushed over to join me.
"Layla, Brayden, if you have any Wallardens, summon them now," I instructed them as they ran. "Create another wall behind mine. We need to completely block them in."
"On it!"
Layla shouted. And then she and Brayden reached into their belts and summoned their monsters. Dark smoke plumed all around us, and when it cleared, we were greeted by the sight of 4 more Wallardens. My friend's monsters immediately rushed over to join mine, and I admired the barrier we'd created. The layers of Wallardens kept the shadow boars from going anywhere, and I felt contentment in that fact. Wallardens and other Grady monsters didn't get enough credit for their efforts, and I definitely owed them gratitude for giving us a moment to think.
"Now what?"
Layla wondered, but before I could answer her, I heard another growling sound beyond us. My stomach plummeted, and a sigh rose up from my chest.
"Oh, Maker, Are there more? Brayden groaned. We haven't even dealt with these ones yet.
I'm going to arm you both with bullet bass armor, I announced to the pair of summoners. It should keep those shadow minions at bay if the Wallardens don't hold up as anticipated. The monsters should start tiring down soon, so by the time I deal with these others, they should be easy enough to take out.
Let Brayden and I handle the others,
Layla suddenly suggested, and her entire body language shifted from anxious to confident.
We can handle it, Griffey. And besides, it sounds like there's only one or two over there.
I'd rather you guard the Wallardens, I insisted. It only sounds like one or two in the hallway, but these things are unpredictable, and I'd rather not risk it.
Okay,
the petite mage agreed with me.
But please, Griffey, call out if you need help, and Brayden and I will be right over.
Will do, I nodded. I gave the Wallardens and the other summoners one last lingering glance, and then I headed toward the direction of the sound. I sped down the winding corridor until I reached the part of the academy my friends and I had first teleported in from. The hallways were just as bare as before, and as I glanced around, confusion nestled its way into my mind. Where was everyone? And where were the other shadow boars? There was no way Brayden, Layla, and I had imagined their growls. So where were they? I was about to give up to get back to my friends when I heard the sound once more, and I turned around just in time to see another pair of Azraneath's monsters. These boars were smaller than the ones we had trapped in the dead-end hallway, but their smaller stature didn't take away from the crazed look in their eyes. The ones we'd just corralled looked scarier, but these boars looked completely unhinged. Their tusks dripped with some kind of yellow-orange goo, and their movements were twitchy and almost rabid in nature. They reminded me of the Gandor, and I was curious as to why these monsters were wilder than the others. No matter the reason, they were going down. I wasn't willing to lock these ones away. It was time to fight. I strengthened my stance, and then I reached into the bonds until I located my Baroker. The monster was one of my most trusted summons, and I wanted nothing more than for it to come rain hellfire upon the shadow minions. But there was not enough space for the 35-foot muscular beast. However, that didn't mean I couldn't borrow his power. I concentrated my energy, and I imagined my monster's flame powers transferring to the palms of my hands. While I was just a summoner, I found the element of fire easy to work with, and Kristen assumed I'd inherited my natural talent from my mother, Genevieve, who'd been a formidable fire mage. It was strange to think of my mother as being a warrior, but if my inclination toward battle was any indication, I knew she had to have been an absolute badass in the field. As my palms and fingertips bloomed with warmth, I clenched my hands into fists and watched with a mixture of delight and awe as licks of flame surged from my knuckles. The citrine light was enough to illuminate the corridor, and confidence returned to me when I could see everything properly. The pair of shadow minions let out snarls of agitation as the flames brightened, and my lips curled into a contented smile. Just like my Gandor, who normally dwelled in caves, these shadow minions seemed adverse to light, which made sense with their master being a demon. I'd have to recount my discovery to the other guardians, but for now, I needed to focus on knocking out these fuckers. While a fire blast would have been a powerful enough move on its own, I needed a more concentrated attack. I didn't want to risk accidentally torching the academy, my friends, or myself, so I racked my brain and considered a monster whose magic would be able to supplement the Baroker's fire. Suddenly, an idea came to me, and I pictured my fawn, a creature Syra had gifted me on our honeymoon in Nattinger. The monster was a tall half-man, half-goat, with a broad wooden chest riddled with greenery. More important, though, was the weapon the nature summons wielded. The fawn was equipped with long whips that wrapped around its chest, and I'd seen the monster inflict some major damage with them. Combined with the Baroker's fire, the whips could really help me out. One of the boars kicked its leg back as if it meant to charge, and if it weren't for my enhanced senses, I might not have been able to keep up with the creature's rapid movements.
The shadow monster let out a growl and then flung itself at me with tremendous force. Before it could make impact, I swung my arm back and then used the momentum to crack my fire whip, and the long thread of flames encircled the shadow boar like a belt. A burnt sulfurous smell similar to the one outside filled the air, and I winced at the foul odor.
Maker, you reek!
I cursed, and the shadow minion let out a squeal as it tried to escape the fire's clutches. I let the flames flare out further, but before I could turn up the heat, I heard another growl and turned just in time to see the other one of Azraneath's monsters running toward me in a dead sprint. With one hand still controlling the flames on the boar, I used the other to crack another whip of flame. Only this one missed by a hair's breadth, and the second shadow boar slammed right into my chest. Though the monster wasn't particularly heavy, it was still pretty solid, so the force against my ribcage made my breath get stuck. As the snapping monster and I fell to the floor, colors danced across my vision, and I struggled to catch my breath. Thankfully, my bullet bass protected me from the flames of my whips, so I wouldn't get burned in the tangle of monster bodies. The shadow boars struggled to stand on the marble floor, and as they squealed like caged animals, they tried to stab at me with their long tusks. I had to practically lay down on the ground to keep them away from my face, and then I swung my legs up and used the force to execute a back roll. The shadow boars remained on the ground, but I managed to get my feet up with ease, and I refocused the fire whips. Before the monsters could get up completely, I slammed the whips downward and drove the bastards back onto the marble. Their tusks crunched against the ground, and their cries gained a wetness that made my skin crawl. After I brought the whips back up again, I focused my magic and made the weapon's flame wider until it was nearly half as thick as the monster's bodies. I channeled the sheer muscle strength of my Baroker, and then I brought the whips down once more. This time, when the fiery whips made impact, the shadow boars were instantly ablaze, and the air filled with the stench of their burning black flesh. The monsters yowled as they smoldered, but their cries soon faded into silence, and then the beasts exploded into dust. I was surprised to see the particles that littered the floor looked different than usual. This dust looked more like soot, and when I nudged it with the toe of my boot, it left a black smudge on the ground. I lingered on the sight, but then I suddenly remembered the shadow boars we'd locked away and turned on my heels. Maker, I hoped Layla and Brayden were faring all right, and the Wallardens had remained in place. I hastened my pace and headed toward the corridor, but before I could get too far, a symphony of shouts, footsteps, and growls rang out. Brayden and Layla were heading straight toward me, and they were being trailed by the 6 shadow boars we'd put away. Oh, fuck.
Griffy! We need to run!
Layla screamed over the sound of squealing monsters.
The Walladins didn't hold!
Fuck! I cursed, and when the mages caught up to me, my friends and I raced down the hallway so quickly, I was surprised we didn't leave scorch marks in our wake.
We tried holding them back, but they overpowered our wall,
Brayden panted as the monsters trailed us.
I have no idea how, but these things are tougher than hell to beat.
We were going to get to the infirmary once you got back, but they kind of ruined that plan,
Layla added as her chest heaved with heavy breaths. Despite her shorter frame, the petite mage was able to keep pace with us, and I was impressed by how fit she was.
I managed to use fire against them, I revealed to the mages. Maybe we just need to try.
Suddenly, the squeals behind us stopped, and I paused mid-run to turn around. To my surprise, the shadow boars halted their run and fixed their blazing orange eyes on us with calculated consideration.
Grief? What are they doing?
Brayden asked, and the ox-like summoner nearly tripped as he turned on his heels.
I have no clue, I groaned. But whatever it isn't good.
The 6 shadow monsters gathered together closely, and their bodies started to grow translucent again. Within seconds, the outlines of their features began to blur and twist. My Vinghund enhanced vision allowed me to see this change a little more clearly than last time, and just moments later, I realized what the monsters were up to. They packed in closer with one another, and their shadow bodies began to writhe. Now, the movements were so fast and erratic that I could hardly tell where one boar began and another ended.
Oh, no!
Layla muttered when they stopped moving. Six smaller boars had suddenly become three larger boars. The newly enhanced shadow creatures solidified once more, and this time, when they stared into my eyes, their hesitation was gone. They weren't questioning my authority. They were here to end me. The creatures spread out a little wider, and their impressive bodies took up nearly the entire length of the corridor. I tightened my fists again and prepared to launch another whip of flame, but I worried that extending the fire any further would be dangerous for all involved.
This isn't good,
Brayden said as we slowly backed up. The boars began to advance, and though their night-dark faces were still mostly fearless, I could almost feel them smiling at us cruelly. These monsters thrived off intimidation, but I wasn't here to be intimidated. My friends and I were guardians, and it was time to show these pigs we meant business.
Get on either side of me, I ordered Brayden and Layla, and when the pair flanked me per my instructions, I stared at the middle boar determinedly.
Hey, ugly, how about you do something that's actually worth scaring me? Because right now, you're nothing but a big-ass farm animal with a glandular problem.
The boar huffed, and its back leg began to wind up. The monsters flanking it copied its position, and soon the sound of their hooves against the floor sounded like war drums. Once I got a good glimpse at one of their impressively long tusks, I realized I was going to need a lot more than a dagger to take them on. I was going to need some heavy blades, and I had just the summons to make it happen. I reached into the bonds until I felt the aura of my Kalgori. I sent the butterfly monster a wave of my gratitude, and moments later, the creature sent me a similar feeling, as if it were granting me permission to borrow its power. Moments later, I experienced a tingling sensation, and suddenly, the sides of my arms were lined with the butterfly monster's deadly silver blades. I admired the way they glinted in the low light, and I had to admit, of all of my summons, the Kalgori was one of my favorites, and I loved utilizing its powers. The shadow minion charged straight at me, and I swung my arms just in time to slash the creature's throat. The blow wasn't deep or fatal, but the creature let out a terrified shriek as it fell back onto the hard floor. While I hacked and slashed, Layla called forth her familiar, an invisible bat-like creature known as a Kachem, and commanded it to attack the larger shadow boars. Her monster had the ability to gather energy in its wings, and use said energy to fortify its lightning attacks. The boars lit up from the energy, and for a moment, I was certain they were done for. But as their black forms crackled, their eyes danced with amusement.
Hit them again, Layla!
I shouted, and the petite mage issued the order to her familiar. The second strike seemed just as ineffective as the first, and Brayden and I stumbled back to avoid getting struck. This continued on for a while until we realized we weren't making progress.
What do we do now, Griffey?
Layla cried out.
This is only hurting the interior of the school, not the boars!
We can't keep doing this in here, Brayden sighed as he kept a hand on his belt. We have more monsters that can take them out, but we risk damaging the academy and putting students at risk.
What the fuck were we going to do? The fire whips had worked against the smaller shadow boars, so why wasn't the Kachem strike enough?
What's it going to take to get rid of these things?
I growled to no one in particular, and I fought back a sigh. I wondered just how well the rest of the guardians were faring against the other shadow minions, and prayed to the Maker that they weren't having as much difficulty. I needed a new strategy to take these minions out, and I needed to come up with it quickly. Layla commanded her Kachem to stop, and I could tell she was losing steam. The auburn-haired mage's chest heaved as she struggled to catch her breath, and even from my vantage point, I could see her arms were shaking. The larger pigs came together once again, and I was surprised to see that they were dividing back into six smaller monsters. They were a lot smarter than I'd anticipated, and I silently cursed their intelligence. A few monsters were intimidating, but there was something to be said by multitudes of smaller beings. The Shadow Boars ganged up on us and formed a circle around the other summoners and me.
Fuck!
Layla groaned.
What do we do?
We were completely surrounded, and I was running out of ideas. We needed to be anywhere that wasn't this corridor so I could properly use my monsters. Suddenly, I realized how to beat them. Why keep them in the hall when we could get them out?
We need to drive the creatures away from here, I realized.
Right,
Brayden agreed with me, and his gray eyes darted around at the monsters.
How are we going to do that, though?
We have to break up this circle and lead them over to the doors, I said. This plan had the potential to work, but I didn't want to abandon the initial plan of sending the pair of summoners to look over the infirmary. We'd gone a long time without sending anyone up there, and I was certain that once we got these beasts outdoors, it wouldn't take long for two of us to take them out. I didn't want to send both of my friends out into the toxic air, unless absolutely necessary. So I turned to Layla and made the request.
Layla, I need a favor, I said simply. Can you go guard the infirmary while Brayden and me...
On it!
The petite summoner agreed before I could finish.
Don't worry about me. I can handle anything that comes my way. Get these things out of here!
With Layla's blessing in mind, I refocused on the circle of minions. There was a small break in between two of the Shadow Boars, and I needed to widen it so we could get out. I took a breath, and as the boars growled, I recalled my Kalgori blades and resummoned my Fire Whip combination. Once the whip was in my hands, I scanned around at our enemies and narrowed my eyes. It was time to take these things down.
Get down!
I commanded Layla and Brayden, and the pair dropped to the ground with no hesitation. When I was certain neither would be hit by the maneuver, I cracked my Fire Whip and spun it around the circle of boars. The whip made an impact, and the monsters let out screams of pain and fell back. While they were stunned and distracted, Layla, Brayden, and I ran past them and down the corridor toward the main doors.
Be safe,
Layla commanded before she broke off to run to the infirmary.
Got it,
the ox-like mage nodded, and then he flashed a cocky grin at the shadow minions.
Hey, dumb ugly pigs!
The group of boars turned their attention to my friend, and Brayden took off into a dead sprint. I was temporarily surprised by his newfound confidence, but then again, Brayden wasn't the same cautious mage he was when I'd first met him. We made it over to the entrance of the academy, and when Brayden and I flung open the doors and ran, the shadow minions trailed us just as we'd wanted.
Griff, your mask!
Brayden reminded me, and I looked over to see the summoner had retrieved his facial covering from his pocket. Lacing on my gas mask while running wasn't the easiest task, but my former roommate and I managed to get them onto our faces before the noxious air was able to attack our lungs from the outside in. I waited for Brayden to give me a thumbs up, and then we continued to sprint using our speed slug enhanced magic.
Courtyard!
I called out, and Brayden nodded his head. The burly summoner and I sped toward a section of bent and broken trees as the earth crunched beneath our feet, and the cries of the shadow minions were less impactful with so much more room around us. Even though the outdoor conditions were awful, the amount of space was pleasant and allowed room for easier attacks. Once we'd put enough space between us and the boars, I used the Baroker's fire magic to create a barrier of flame. A ruby-colored wall blazed in front of us, high enough to keep the beasts away, but low enough that we could still see over it.
Griff, could one of the Arcids help?
Brayden wondered as he huffed beside me.
They're monsters, at least. I know that puts me out of a job, but I think we need to get the really big guns out and just deal with these things quickly.
Those are definitely the biggest guns we have,
I agreed with the ox-like summoner.
But you're right. I think I have an idea.
Summon them, Brayden said in a confident voice. I'll be right here by your side.
Thank you.
I nodded at my supportive friend, and while the shadow minions continued to lash out at my wall of fire, I reached into my bonds with Huna and called out to the wolf-eared Darkin.
Griff, what can I do to help?
The warrior goddess asked. I need to use some of your mist wolves, I requested.
Absolutely.
Huna agreed.
They're at your disposal, master.
I concentrated my thoughts and imagined the copper-haired Arkin's monsters manifesting in the hallway in front of us. I felt a tug at my mana, strong but not unpleasant. Then I snapped my fingers. As Renaeth's beasts froze in place, and the air around us swarmed with rainbow-colored light. Whoa, I murmured as Huna's summons appeared, and my lips parted in awe. The warrior goddess's monsters were some of the most ethereal beings I'd ever seen. They were larger than the average wolf, with larger paws, longer ears, and long, lithe bodies. Much like Huna's ears and tail, the mist wolves' hides were iridescent and shimmered with every color of the rainbow, just like sunlight on a bubble. More than a dozen wolves filled the courtyard, and the pack circled tightly around the shadow boars with their hackles raised. The sound of the beautiful monster's growls rose up around me, and the chilling chorus sent a ripple down my spine. As Renaeth's beasts attempted to snarl back, but their sounds were feeble in comparison to the mist wolves. While these beasts were large, shadowy fiends, they had nothing on Huna's fearsome pack. Now that the mist wolves had the shadow monsters surrounded, I felt safe enough to dispel the firewall in front of us. So I waved my hand, and the barrier around us disappeared. As soon as it was gone, Brayden and I approached the mist wolf circle, and the iridescent beasts looked up at me and began to wag their tails in anticipation.
Griff, how would you like my pack to proceed?
Huna inquired in a voice as smooth as honey.
They are eagerly awaiting your orders.
What are the options? I grinned. If Huna was going to enjoy it, I was going to play along.
I'm glad you asked,
she murmured.
You could have them tear limb from limb. That could be quite satisfying.
Seems simple enough, I remarked.
I think it's the easiest of them all,
Huna agreed.
Does that suit your desires, Griff?
Wait, before you do that, I drawled as I started rooting around in my belt for a spare essence crystal. I need to single one out. Brayden took notice of my bandolier, and his gray eyes widened as the realization of my next move crashed over him.
You want to capture one of those things? He asked in an awestruck tone. Griff, are you sure that's the best idea?
If we want to know more about our enemy, I think capturing one of these fuckers for research purposes is our best move, I explained as I finally located an empty gem and held it aloft. Battling them isn't enough. I want to know everything about them, and I'm sure Arwen and the rest of the research team want to know as well.
Great idea, Brayden commended me.
By all means, master. Please, take a beast for your own.
Huna purred in the back of my mind.
Command one of my wolves to separate it from the pack and usher it over to you. They'll obey.
I did as the warrior Arkin instructed and turned to a glowing mist wolf beside her. After I gave it an authoritative look and a nonverbal command to bring me a monster, the mist wolf's tail flickered, and it stepped forward and pushed against the smaller boar. The other shadow minions growled and tried to snap at the wolf, but the rest of Huna's pack intimidated them enough to silence them. I stepped over to the smaller boar, and the shadow beast let out a fearsome growl as I moved closer. The pure rage that radiated from the monster could have powered all of Mistral, and I glanced at Brayden. Step back, I commanded the ox-like summoner. I've got this. My former roommate did as he was asked, and put some distance between the single shadow boar and me. The monster lowered itself down, almost as if it meant to pounce on me, so I strengthened my stance. It was going to launch at me, and I was going to let it. Sure enough, the creature flew at me, but I had enough time to unsheathe my Rhine dagger and position it to my advantage before I was knocked to the ground. I wrapped my arms around the beast and then plunged my dagger into its side. After the shadow boar let out a squeal of pain, I shoved my empty essence crystal deep into the wound. I winced at the hot blood that surged around my hand, and instead focused on capturing Azraneth's beast. The boar tried to put up a fight, but it knew it was at a loss. I had to admire its determination, but above all else, I needed to capture this beast. It didn't take long for the monster to finally begin to let go, and once it did, I imagined the beast being bound by my essence crystal, and an aura of bright light appeared around the monster. The other shadow boars let out cries and squeals of agitation, but the sound was drowned out by my adrenaline rush. I continued to concentrate until I felt a tug at my mana. Moments later, the beast dissolved into essence, and my arm fell back down to my side with the dagger still in hand. "Fuck yes," I chuckled, and I held the essence crystal up to examine it. The gem had contorted into a wave-edged shape, and the surface was a swirling mix of black, gray, and deep orange. I admired the way the colors spilled together for a second further, and then I rose to my feet and tucked the crystal into an empty spot on my bandolier.
"Congratulations, Master,"
Huna praised me in a deeply sensual tone.
"Now that you've caught one, shall my pets devour the rest?"
"I think they shall," I agreed with her. And then I turned to the mist wolves and gestured at the shadow boars. "Have at it. I'd say you've all earned it." The mist wolves' howls grew to a deafening volume, and the haunting melody filled me so completely that I felt it in my bones. Then, just as suddenly as it had started, it ended, and the pack closed in on the boars. Azraneth's monsters were strong, but they were no match for Huna's pack, and I watched with fascination as the beautiful mist wolves tore the shadow boars into tiny pieces.
"Maker,"
Brayden breathed beside me as a wolf ripped off a long piece of pitch-black flesh. Within seconds, the boars exploded into ashen dust, and the mist wolves fell back. Relief welled up in my chest, and I resisted the urge to release a victory cry. We'd successfully taken out the shadow minions. I stared up at the darkened moon and narrowed my eyes. Azraneth was going to have to try a lot harder if he wanted to take us out. Between me, the Arkans, and my fellow guardians, the demon was going to have one hell of a time trying to defeat us. Suddenly, I felt a presence at the barrier I'd created to shield my mind. Almost as if someone were on the other side of a door. A low chuckle resonated through me, and made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
"The real horrors are yet to come, Beastmaker."